My next guest, well, her and her partner agreed to be surrogate parents for another lesbian couple. But then when prenatal testing revealed the baby had Down syndrome, well, this couple threatened a lawsuit if they didn't terminate at their request. Well, they didn't. And what resulted is their three-year-old child now, Delaney Sky, and a book, the book titled Saving Delaney, From Surrogacy to Family. We're joined by Keston Ott-Dahl. Keston, thank you for joining us.
Gosh, well, thank you for having me and my family story.
I see. It's you and your partner, Andrea. And how did the two of you meet, by the way?
Oh, I used to be a singer, a lead singer of a Led Zeppelin tribute rock band here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And she came to a party and saw me, and it was all over.
Huh, just like love at first sight?
Yes, it was, pretty much.
And so why decide to become surrogate parents versus just parents?
Well, we already have our own kids, and we had these family friends who had just they'd gone through so much to have a baby of their own. Their eggs were bad, and they were involved in Stanford studies trying to get pregnant, and they were trying to adopt, but they kept being turned down because they're gay. And here we have this beautiful family. Together, Andrea and I have five kids.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrea just felt like she was doing something that would be good and right in the world.
Was Andrea the one that was carrying the Delaney?
She was.
Uh-huh. And so what happens? You were good friends then with this couple?
We were good friends. Uh-huh. We're no longer good friends, but we were good friends at the time.
And then, so you go, you get a prenatal testing, you find out that Delaney has Down syndrome. What happens at that point?
Well, the doctors were giving us every possible bad prognosis and diagnosis that could possibly happen. And they successfully scared the living daylights out of the intended moms. And they requested that we terminate.
And was there a contract then between the two of you or four of you?
There was a contract. And we actually even agreed that we would terminate for medical reasons. But, you know, this is something that we're trying to change. We think that it's you should not have a hypothetical clause requesting anyone terminate a life growing inside of her. Hypothetical is just not going to work. And
so how did you decide not to terminate?
Well, you know what? We encouraged them. The doctors kept on telling us all these horrible things that could go wrong with Delaney. And we encouraged the moms to educate themselves beyond doctors because we did. Andrea and I went out and we scoured the internet and talked to parents of children with Down syndrome. And we knew that a lot of what the doctors were telling us really could happen to any baby.
Mm-hmm.
And that it wasn't necessarily going to happen to Delaney.
And so what happens when you tell the prospective parents that you will not be terminating? What occurs then?
Well, the first thing that out of their mouth was a brief threat of a lawsuit because we did sign that contract. But we got an attorney really fast, and the attorney told us no judge in the world would ever force you to terminate your own biological child.
Mm-hmm.
Because we did use Andrea's eggs. And they dropped that really quick. So they must have talked to an attorney I'm not even sure.
Mm-hmm.
But they dropped that really quick. They were worried for us, I think. They thought that Delaney was going to ruin our lives.
So was there a discussion at that point that you would no longer be a surrogate parent?
Oh, yeah. We'd sent them a letter letting them know, a legal letter letting them know that we're releasing them from their contract and they wouldn't have to pay us or they wouldn't have any legal or financial liability with the baby.
Last time you talked to them then?
Or? Yeah, pretty much. Last words that one of them said to me was that if you have this baby, this baby's going to ruin your life. This baby's going to mean nothing but a burden to you.
Mm.
And boy, I can't begin to tell you how opposite that has been.
I'm talking to Keston Ott-Dahl, the author of the new book, Saving Delaney from Surrogacy to Family, her family with partner Andrea. Now, was it four kids then before she came along?
We did. I have two adult children, and then she had two children as well.
So the Delaney comes along, and what was the initial experience then, knowing her condition with Down syndrome?
Gosh, what we did was we educated ourselves. We were not surprised at birth like a lot of parents are, where you're going to go through a grief. We knew this baby had Down syndrome, and we chose her. So instead of, terminating her, we educated ourselves. We got an early intervention. We started taking supplements to help her brain development. She had a very good start in life.
And how does she compare in terms of the infancy of your other children?
Delaney is just like any other kid. And I believe it's with the early intervention and a lot of love and not limiting her.
Mm-hmm.
Delaney is on target developmentally with any typical child without her disability.
Hmm. And what's her demeanor? What's she like?
Oh, my God. She's a wildfire cracker. Hmm. She's into everything. She's super smart. She wants to drive the car. She says, me drive car, mamo. And, I mean, she's saying five-word sentences. She loves to dance to Ellen DeGeneres, and she's just a real little ham.
Yeah, are you going to be able to share the story with her then? Or?
You know, we're going to write her a letter. And this story is actually it's made international news. We're on People magazine today, mm-hmm. on the front page, online. And she's going to know, and we're going to make sure that she knows that she was always ours.
Would you ever do that again, volunteer to be a surrogate parent?
No. No, not the way it is. I mean, we believe in surrogacy, and like I said, we have no malice towards the intended moms who backed out. They felt like they were doing what was right for them, and the doctor sure scared them.
Now, is it a matter of formatting the contract in a different way that gives you more power, or what is it?
You know, I think it's a matter of changing perceptions. Intended parents, when they have to understand you're not going to necessarily get a designer baby, and when you should never ask a hypothetical question in a contract when it is something as important as a woman's choice to terminate a life growing inside of her. Mm-hmm. I think that just should be wrong. It's just not, shouldn't even be there. But we believe in surrogacy, as a lot of families rely on surrogacy, and we support that. Mm-hmm. Would we ever do it again? No.
Well, and with five kids now, that probably keeps you busy as it is.
We're very busy. It's a big happy family.
Yeah. In terms of having gone through it, is there any lasting trauma from going through a process like this? Or?
No. You know what? Delaney saved all that for us. I mean, she is such a magical little person. I really feel like, you know, as if we were given this beautiful gift that we didn't expect.
And when you're going through the process, was there how long of a discussion was there about whether to keep or to terminate the pregnancy?
Well, Andrea was, if you read our book, there's a lot of emotional highs and lows, and Andrea had all these different reasons why she did what she did. But she basically told me that it was my decision to make, and I had a deep fear of people with disabilities. So it was a really hard decision for me to make.
Why did she want you to make the decision?
Because she did not want to force me to have a child that she knew I was terrified of.
Oh, so she wanted to proceed.
She didn't know what she wanted. Mm-hmm. She just she felt like God was punishing her, and for some past indiscretions that she had had, which you could read about in the book. But she was almost catatonic. I mean, she was so devastated, and she just looked to me to save the day. And mm-hmm. I decided that after a lot of research that we could do this, and we're going to do this.
And your fear of disability, what was that rooted in?
My past, you know, back even as early as the 80s, kids like Delaney were never even, once they were born, they're institutionalized right away. They were never integrated in society. When I was a teenager, young adult in Southern California, I got in some trouble, and my community service was to go work in a home for people with Down syndrome, and they weren't even taken care of. I mean, they'd be sitting in their excrement all day, and that they were my punishment, and they scared me.
So she leaves the decision up to you, and how long did it take you to get back to her with an answer?
Surprisingly, not long. All she asked me to do was sit and watch some videos with her of some children with Down syndrome. And we saw kids that were entrepreneurs. They were getting married. They're actors. Jamie Brewer acts with Jessica Lange in American Horror Stories. They're not what they used to be. I mean, mm-hmm. we don't limit them as much, and we actually are unleashing their potential now. And that's what I saw, and I realized how wrong I was. Yeah. And that I could be a better person.
Now, this couple, the prospective parents, did they end up having children at some point? Or?
You know, we don't know. We don't keep in contact with them. Uh-huh. Yeah, we wish them the best. And I think it would be too painful for them to keep in contact with us.
To follow this
yeah,
story.
Yeah, because we feel like we won the lottery. Mm. We just got magic in our life now.
For other couples or other women, would you recommend surrogacy, or would you tell them to be careful? Or
I would. I would recommend surrogacy if they needed it, but I would also really emphasize that, you know, you never know what you're going to get. You might get a boy when you don't want a boy. You might have a child with Down syndrome. You never know what you're going to get, and you're not going to get a designer baby, and you should be grateful for what you have.
I need to ask you, in terms of the doctors, were they pushing you in one direction then?
Oh my gosh, when they initially told us that they thought Delaney might have Down syndrome, they volunteered at least 3 times to perform the termination themselves.
Is that standard procedure?
It seems to be. You know, I know there are some good doctors out there that do not do that, but it's very common to hear parents receiving this diagnosis with, this is where you should terminate, and I'll terminate today. Mm-hmm. It's part of our passion, as we want to educate people that when you get a diagnosis prenatally, doctors should be legally bound to provide fair and balanced information, not just doom and gloom. And
why do you think they were coming at it in that way?
You know, I don't know. Maybe doctors are perfectionists. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I really don't know.
And so, and when you told them you're moving ahead with a pregnancy, how did they deal with that?
The doctors?
Yeah.
Well, I pretty much, once we decided, Andre and I both grew an inner mama bear. When we saw those other moms did not have a mama bear, we grew our mama bear. And when we went and saw the doctor next, he's actually the best in the area, so we had to keep him. But I pretty much let him know that we're keeping the baby and we're not going to discuss termination.
And does his attitude change at that point?
It did. He became more polite.
Oh, did he? Okay. So he was agreeable to that and did. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. More polite, huh?
You know, when you're a mama bear and you show some sharp teeth, they tend to back off.
Yeah. I guess most people wouldn't know that doctors would be biased towards one way or the other. Yeah.
It's very, very common.
Hmm.
And it's a shame because they don't know any better. They should be required to educate themselves.
Kesten Ott Dahl, author of the book Saving Delaney, From Surrogacy to Family, the story of her and her partner, Andrea, and their now 3-year-old daughter, Delaney Skye. Saving Delaney, also find her on the website, savingdelaney.com. Kesten, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You make it a great day.